This year is the 25th annual Koreshan Ghost Walk. In the late 19th century, a utopian community known as the Koreshan Unity was established in Estero. WGCU's Quincy Walters went to a dress rehearsal for the walk and explains the ghosts of the Koreshan faith will soon roam the grounds at night, acting out a play which tells the story of the religion's rise and fall.
It's nighttime at Koreshan State Park. Actors playing the ghosts of those who inhabited the community long ago, dressed in Victorian costumes, walk around the candlelit grounds. The Koreshans were a sort of utopian branch of Christianity. It was created by a man named Cyrus Teed. The group settled in Estero, calling it the New Jerusalem in 1894. They faded into non-existence by the 1930s. In this scene, new members get an orientation. It illustrates why the group never gained a large following and could not sustain itself.
Since we strive for purity of mind and body, you must become celibate in accordance with the master's teaching.
Celibacy? My God, Lydia, you might as well send me off to be a monk.
You promised you'd try. You get used to it.
Throughout the ghost tour, seeds of doubt are planted about the religion. In one particular part, one member sort of challenges Teed, the founder, about one of the tenets of the religion, the hollow earth theory or cellular cosmology. It's the belief that the whole universe lies within the earth.
Perhaps if I spoke to him and explained our vision.
It's too late for your vision, Dr. Teed. Elwyn has left the Unity, intent on making a life in Fort Myers. I should have listened to him from the beginning. I guess when he told me the cellular cosmology theory was rubbish.
No, you shouldn't have. It is not rubbish. Do you not recall that survey that we did that proved positive that we do indeed live in the inside of the earth? This is science, Gustav, not blind faith.
As you walk through the Flatwood-bordered compound, the Koreshan ghost actors tell a chronological tale about the utopian community, its establishment and decline. The play was rewritten 5 years ago by Indiana-based author Gordon Grindstaff. He once volunteered at Koreshan State Park as a snowbird. He says he originally saw the group as cultish.
I mean, I thought they were a little wacky, but for the time, you know, maybe not so much.
His thoughts changed when he started doing research for the play.
There was a lot of unrest in the country, and the Civil War hadn't been over all that long, and the world was changing.
Grindstaff says people might find the Koreshan story relevant with the turmoil in today's world. He says had he been a Koreshan, he would have been skeptical of the faith. Bill Grace is one of the actors. This is his fifth year doing it. He says the Koreshans were known for their early adoption of equality between genders. Grace plays a character named Carl.
So the founder has women playing the role of the co-president, for instance. But Carl is not quite convinced that this is working out.
Especially after the sawmill fire. The sawmill was being tended to by women at the time. Here's Grace as Carl.
It would be of comfort to have the guiding hand of a man at the helm.
You can't be a true believer and say that, Carl. The equality of men and women is an essential belief.
I believe it, but I can't help thinking the sawmill would still be standing if a man had been taking care of it.
But as membership in the religion wanes and after the death of its founder, it's Koreshan women who take up the reins.
You're right. It's not like we're starting all over again. We're already well established here. The people of Estero have come to depend on our store, our bakery, our newspaper, the American Eagle.
Despite the loss of their profit and membership, throughout the walking tour, the Koreshan ghosts show you how they endeavored to preserve their community and their faith. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Estero.